And what about the issue of whether what you wish to do is different from the policies of the Conservative government?
There have been many occasions where I've disagreed with policies of the Conservative government, and those are the moments where I have been a pain in the backside. On this particular issue, my view is not going to change. I've studied this issue ad nauseum. I'm confident that I am right about this, along with the vast majority of my constituents. So in terms of my own position, I made a pledge in 2008 to my constituents that if the Conservative Party in government gave a green light to expansion, I would trigger a by-election. I did that shortly after David Cameron came to Richmond, spoke to a room very much like this one, and said, no ifs, no buts, there will be no Heathrow expansion. People loved what they heard, but he's a politician like us. He didn't believe. They didn't believe David Cameron. I did, and I gave them the reassurance of knowing that they'd be able to vote again should that promise be broken. It's a promise that I absolutely would be obliged to honour. It's not something I'd want to do, but I'd be obliged to do it because it's a promise I made. I would not resign from the Conservative Party. I would not resign from the mayoral contest. If there was a question mark over that, I wouldn't be here today. I'm here as a hopeful Conservative candidate for an incredibly important campaign in the next few months, and I very much hope to win it.
Thank you for making that clear.